Hello and welcome to this Thursday edition of Catholic Answers Live. It's open forum both hours today, and Jimmy Akin with us both hours. Jimmy, of course, senior apologist here at Catholic Answers, the author of The Bible is a Catholic Book and A Daily Defense, 365 Days Plus One to Becoming a Better Apologist, Teaching with Authority, and a whole bunch of other things. Jimmy, here to answer your question on just about anything, and anyone is welcome to call 888-318-7884. The show's called Catholic Answers, and we're going to try to give you Catholic answers, but the question can come from anybody. You don't have to be Catholic. You don't have to be Christian. You can be anyone at all if you've got a question about the faith, about God, about morals, about philosophy more generally, or something very specific about the Catholic faith, like what do we do at the Mass or anything like that. 888-318-7884. I am going to tell you, I'm not going to be giving out that number a lot because it's fundraising day. Jimmy, you want to tell folks about that?
Yeah. In fact, it's our last fundraising day for this quarter. We only come before people and ask, for their support 4 times a year. And we only do it for 3 days at a time. And we only do it for 2 hours within those 3 days. And we only do it for part of those 2 hours because we still take questions. So we really try to keep the fundraising to a minimum. Somebody the other day thanked us. They said that compared to some folks out there, we make fundraising really painless, and we really try to do that. We've got lots of folks from the Catholic Answers staff who are standing by to take your call. I see right now every single one of our lines is open. So we have a whole bunch of employees sitting at their desks just waiting to take your call. The number to call is 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000. You can also donate safely and securely online at Catholic Answers Radio. And it's important that you do because we're not going to have an opportunity to raise money again on Catholic Answers Live for another 3 months. And to give you an update on where we are now, we have an overall drive goal of $200,000. Currently, we are at a little more than $117,000, so a little more than halfway there. In order to make our full goal today, or in the next few days as we have some gifts that trail in, we would need to raise about $83,000, and that's a big goal. But with your help, we can get there. One thing we have to tell you is that for this hour, we have a very generous donor who's made a $15,000 matching challenge. So if you donate this hour, every dollar you donate up to $15,000, and by the way, you can do the full $15,000 if you want, but every dollar you donate up to that $15,000 will be matched. So if you donate $10, it becomes $20. If you donate $100, it becomes $200. If you donate $1,000, it becomes $2,000. And so this is a great opportunity. We do need to hear from you. Some people have already been contacting us over the last couple of days. Yesterday, for example, Eric from Anthony, New Mexico, called and donated $2,000. And also Joanna from Chicago, Illinois, donated more than $1,000. And so there are folks out there who are able to make those bigger donations. We've even had, you know, some $5,000 donations. And we are going to need some of those if we're going to get to our $200,000 goal today. So if you are, whatever amount you can afford, whether it's a larger amount or a smaller amount, please be thinking about, you know, what could I afford? How much could I help keep this work going forward?
Jimmy.
Go ahead, Si.
I was just going to give out
the number.
888-291-8000 is the number.
And one thing that, came up a while back, this was actually in our previous fundraising drive. Someone called in and asked, well, if God wants his work to be done, why doesn't he just fund it? Why does he want us to fund it? And the answer is for the same reason he wants us to pray. It's true that God knows everything and can do everything. He's omnipotent and omniscient. And so he doesn't need us, him, what we need to have happen. You know, he already knows what we need to have happen, but he nevertheless chooses to reward us when we pray. And people will sometimes say, well, why does he do that? Well, prayer, as I've often pointed out on the show, gets us thinking about more than just ourselves. It gets us thinking about God And so by realizing our dependence on God, by asking Him for things, we're drawn out of ourselves, and that helps us love God. Also, since we don't pray just for ourselves, but for other people too, it draws us out of ourselves in that way and helps us love other people. And Si, I'm sure you recognize love of God and love of neighbor. Those are the two great commandments. It's love is the fundamental Christian ethic, and God incentivizes us to love by rewarding us when we pray. In the same way, God owns the cattle on a thousand hills, as it says in the Psalms. He doesn't need himself our generosity, but he chooses to work through human agents who do. And that's another way he draws us out of ourselves. And so by being generous and supporting God's work, we show our love for God. Also, since that work benefits other people, we show our love for other people. And so by donating, you're fulfilling the central ethic of Christianity, the ethic of love, love of God and love of neighbor. And that's why God, through the Holy Spirit in the writings of St. Paul, says God loves a cheerful giver, and he will reward people, including eternally, for the generosity they show in this life. So by all means, please answer the call of love, answer the burden that God puts on your heart, make a donation, reap that eternal reward, and show your love both for God and for other people. The number to call again is 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000. And you can also go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
It's about time to go to callers, because we are going to do our regular work here today. As Jimmy said, we only take a few minutes out of each hour to ask you for your support. But I do want to say again, it's a $15,000 dollar-for-dollar match this hour. So a generous donor, I just noticed just now, Edward in San Antonio, Texas, just donated $1,000. To us, that's been doubled to $2,000. Thank you so much. Madeline in Michigan just donated $60. That's $120 to us. That's how we're going to get there to be fully funded for the next 3 months, is folks stepping up like that. 888-291-8000. If you can make a $20 per month pledge, you just call up, make that monthly pledge with the person you're talking with. We're going to send you this Bible, a collection of God's Word in a book form. It's the Augustine Bible. It comes in a beautiful box for you. It's magnificent. You can set it up in your home. You can show your love for the scripture there. You can share it with a loved one. You could sit down and read this every night. It's just beautifully done. And at $20 a month, we can send it to you. If you could do a $45 a month pledge, and as I said, I'm just about to go to callers, so don't worry, about to go to callers. But if you could do a $45 a month pledge, we can send you the Bible, but we'll also be able to send you the complete collection of the Catholic Answers 20 Answers series. 20 answers on just the full gamut of Catholic topics, from Mary to the scriptures, the sacraments, all the way to things like Protestantism, for example, the papacy, and moral issues. But we have one on bioethics. You get the whole set at $45 per month pledge if you could help us right now. Again, here's the number to call, and then I will go to callers. 888-291-8000 is the number to call to make your pledge. 888-291-8000, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. First up from Brazil, Igor, watching on YouTube Live. Igor, your question for Jimmy.
Hey, thank you for taking my call.
Happy to.
So my question is concerning the perpetual virginity of Our Lady. It's I hear a lot from Protestants that people invented that idea in the second century through the apocryphal works, and it kind of influenced a lot of church fathers, and later on, because they were like Sikhs, it became the traditional view, and some people like Tertullian denied it. So I'd like to know if Jimmy would have an answer to that kind of accusation from the part of Protestants.
Sure.
And
go ahead, Jimmy. don't
you
address
like
that?
To go ahead.
Yeah, you okay. Address that, Jimmy. Go ahead.
Okay, so it's true that we have an early reference to the perpetual virginity of Mary in the second century. It's found in a document that's sometimes called the Proto-Evangelium of James. It's also called the Infancy Gospel of James. And it's very, very clear about the perpetual virginity of Mary. And it indicates in particular that the so-called brethren of Jesus were actually his stepbrothers through Joseph. Joseph was, according to this document, was an elderly widower who already had a family, and therefore he didn't need a family in addition to the one he had. And so he was a suitable candidate to become the guardian of a consecrated virgin like Mary. Now, you can assert that, oh, this was just invented at this time. But that's not very likely. I mean, asserting something, anybody can make any assertion they want. That's different than proving it, and it's different than establishing its probability. What are the odds that somebody would suddenly write a document that is very explicit about Mary being a perpetual virgin if nobody had believed that before the document was written? And furthermore, given that the vast majority of documents in the ancient world have perished and we don't have them anymore, what are the odds that that first document would survive down to today? Neither one of those is probable. It's probable that there were earlier documents that also referred to Mary's perpetual virginity that have not survived. And furthermore, it's probable that whatever the first document to mention it was, people already believed it even before then. Authors typically don't get an idea and just suddenly start writing about it when they're talking about historical matters. They've already heard a tradition, they've received a tradition, and then they put it in writing. So the tradition of Mary's perpetual virginity undoubtedly predates the Proto-Evangelium of James, and it undoubtedly predates the first document, whatever it may have been, that mentioned this in writing. So, and that would put the tradition not in the second century, but in the first. So do we see any evidence in first century documents that would also indicate Mary is a perpetual virgin? And in fact, we do. If you go to Catholic.com and just type in Mary, virginity, some further documentation will come up, but I would point out that in Luke chapter 1, when Gabriel appears to Mary and says, you're going to have a child and here's what he's going to be like, Mary does not say, how is this going to... Mary at this point, I should say, is already... a married woman. She's already been betrothed to Joseph, which is why Matthew mentions he would need to divorce her, because they already were legally married. They just hadn't begun living together. Well, if she was planning on a normal marriage, she would know exactly how Gabriel's words are going to be fulfilled. She would assume, okay, Gabriel's just come and told me I'm going to have a son and he's going to be really great. And so what's going to happen is I'm going to go home and eventually Joseph will come and take me into his household. And then together, Joseph and I will have this son that Gabriel has just told me about. She would know exactly what would happen if she was planning on a normal marriage. But instead, she says something else. She doesn't say, okay, great. She says, wait, how is this going to be? Because I know not man. And that's a sign that she is not planning on a normal marriage. Otherwise, she wouldn't have to ask the question. She obviously knows the facts of life, because she knows I'm not having relations with Joseph. Therefore, how am I going to have this son that the angel is telling me about? And the way she asks it, given the fact that she's already married to Joseph, strongly suggests she's not planning on a normal marriage. Otherwise, she would know exactly how Jesus is going to get born. Then I would also point to another passage, which is in John chapter 19 at the crucifixion, where Jesus entrusts his mother Mary to the beloved disciple to care for her. Now, that's something that is a role that belongs to the children of a woman, to care for her in her old age. It's right there in the Ten Commandments, honor thy father and mother. And that involves caring for them in their old age. And so if Mary had other children, Jesus would not give Mary's custody to an outsider like the beloved disciple. He would assume that one of her other children would care for her, and it would be a grave insult to entrust her to the care of anybody except one of her children. And so the fact Jesus does do that points to the fact that Mary did not have other children. And thus we have another suggestion that that Mary remained a perpetual virgin right here in first century documents when the Gospels of Luke and the Gospel of John were written. So like I said, go to Catholic.com and type in Mary and virginity. You'll get a lot more information on all of that. But that's a sketch of how I would respond to this kind of accusation.
Igor, thank you so much for the call, and especially thank you for calling from Brazil. I think you've helped us illustrate right from the get-go here, Igor, that around the world, Catholic Answers is able to provide answers that are consistent with the Catholic faith as it's found in the Catechism of the Catholic Church and in the teachings of Christ and in the Bible and in the whole history and tradition of the Church. And those answers make a difference. They make a difference in the way people are able to approach life. They make a difference in whether or not people are informed when they choose whether or not to enter the Catholic Church. And many, many, in fact, do enter the Catholic Church because once they hear the full truth about the faith that Christ himself gave to the apostles and the apostles handed on to us through the church, they realize that is really good news, and I really want to be a part of that. I really want to be close to the Jesus who would do that for us. So that's what we do here. We try to explain and defend the Catholic faith for the good of individual souls and for good the good of the whole world. And when you pledge your support during this last day of our pledge drive, that's what you are doing as well. The number to call is 888-291-8000. We have a $15,000 dollar-for-dollar match, and about 10 or 12 phone lines open right now with Catholic Answers staff just sitting and waiting for you to call and support this apostolate. 888-291-8000. And if that's not enough, if having somebody waiting on the phone for you to call and a matching gift that will double your pledge is not enough, if you can make a $20 monthly pledge, so you become a monthly supporter for the next year of Catholic Answers, we'd love to send you this Augustine Bible, the Augustine Bible from the Augustine Institute, where they do such beautiful work. It's the English Standard Version, the Catholic edition of the Bible. It's got a beautiful set of maps in the back, and it's just a Bible that you would just be delighted to have sitting on the table or even enthroned in your home or to have sitting next to your bed or on your desk where you can study it. We'd love to send it to you for that $20 per month pledge, 888-291-8000.
And one of the things that, you know, we mentioned here on the air, Cy, is not just that we have our overall $200,000 goal for the drive. We're also trying to increase the number of individual donors because we don't actually have that many donors per radio tower. The average is something like what, Cy?
We're just shy, I think, of 15. We round up to 15.
Yeah.
That's where we are right now.
So only about 15 people per tower. But we know there's way more people listening than that. And that means the majority of our audience is taking in all of the information about God and his word and the message of salvation. They're receiving that information for free. And most of them are not helping support that message. But that's not who we want to be. We want to be people who not only receive benefit, but who show gratitude for the benefit we've received by helping support the work of God. This is something St. Paul talks about in his letters. He talks about how if someone teaches God's word, like we do here on Catholic Answers Live, you need to support that. It's something that is a Christian duty. If you've benefited from God's word, you need to support God's word so that it can reach other people and help them the same way it's helped you. So you know you've been thinking about it. You know that's what you want to do. Do the right thing here. Give us a call, 888-291-8000. Help increase that number of people who support. So it's not simply 15 or a little less per tower. It can be much more than that. And that will help the word go even farther. It'll help the apostolic work of Catholic Answers reach many, many more souls. You will be contributing to the salvation of those souls. And that's who you want to be. You want to be someone who helps save souls. So give us a call, 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000.
888-291-8000, and more than half the lines open. So I really would ask for you to make your response now. Usually what happens on the last day is the people who have a personality like mine, where that put things off till the last minute, I do that, and I don't judge anybody else who does it, but we tend to clog up the lines at the end of the show, people like me. And so we need those folks who can do it now while we have all these lines open. This would be a great time to call, 888-291-8000. And please consider making that $20 a month pledge. Those pledges mean so much to us. Every dollar that you pledge will be doubled because of this $15,000 for dollar match. And we'd love to send you a brand new, beautiful Bible. You won't ever be sorry that you've got this Bible in your home, the Augustine Bible, the Bible from the folks at the Augustine Institute. I'm going to go to our other phones now to get... you know what? I'm not going to go to the phones right now. I'm going to give you an off-air question. Jimmy, where did God the Father come from?
God the Father did not come from anywhere. The term that... So first of all, God is outside of time. So all three persons of the Trinity didn't begin at any moment in time. They exist in an eternal now with no past and no future. They experience the fullness of eternal life all at once with no coming into existence. Having said that, there is a relationship between, or a set of relationships between, the persons of the Trinity, so that, as we say in the Creed, the Son is eternally begotten of the Father, and the Holy Spirit eternally proceeds from the Father through the Son. So we know that there are these relationships that where both the Son and the Spirit proceed from the Father, but the Father himself doesn't proceed from anyone. The Father is, and I'm going to use a Greek word for it, but in the Greek word that theologians use is the arche of the Trinity. Arche means head or beginning. And so of the three persons, the Father is the head or the beginning from whom the other two proceed, and he himself does not proceed from anyone. So he doesn't come from anywhere at all.
Ah. So I will say to the person offline who asked that question, it's a very fundamental question. I think that's why Marie wanted me to go to it with Jimmy right away, that it's a very fundamental, basic question. And we have questions that run all the way from the gamut here at Catholic Answers, from very specific, even technical questions having to do with theology or canon law. Jimmy is often answering very, very precise questions about canon law, for example. Or a general question like that, where did God the Father come from? Understanding...
It's interesting.
Go ahead, Jimmy.
On like kid shows, I used to do kid shows a lot, and they come up with some great questions. Some of them are very fundamental, like where did God come from? Others are very interesting, like I remember taking the questions, can God give me wings, and is heaven a big room?
I hope the answer to one, number one, is yes, and number two is no. That's my hope, Jimmy.
Well, certainly in the case of can God give you wings, yes, because he's omnipotent. I think, though, God's going to give us the ability to fly without even needing wings.
Yes. And when I have that ability, if God willing, I do at some point have that ability, I am going to do the superhero landing.
Okay.
You know the landing I'm talking about.
Which superhero landing is that?
You know how they land with one knee bent? You know what I'm talking about, Nick, the superhero landing?
Okay.
They do that. Yeah, all right. 888-291-8000 is our number to support Catholic Answers on this last day of our pledge drive. As Jimmy said, we started out this hour with more than $80,000 to go today to be fully funded. But we take these things one step at a time. First things first, we have a $15,000 match to get us started today. If we can raise $15,000 this hour, we will get $15,000 from a generous donor to match every dollar of that. I'm going to encourage you to go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Wonderful, wonderful, generous folks are filling up all the lines, and I can't complain about that. But if you are a person who is agile, perhaps, with your online abilities, it's optimized for your phone, CatholicAnswersRadio.com. You can make your pledge there. It counts towards the match, whether you do it online or whether you do it via phone. It counts towards the match. CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
Whether you go to the website or whether you call in, because new lines are going to be coming open every moment, this is going to be a really good time to make your donation, because we're going into the break. You will not be missing anything. This is an ideal time to put this time to work. Call in or log in and make your donation. 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
And don't forget, those monthly pledges, recurring pledges, are the lifeblood of any nonprofit. 888-291-8000.
Will you do us a favor right now? Clear your mind of all other thoughts and reflect for just a moment on how Catholic Answers Live has made a difference in your life. Has our broadcast made your afternoon commute more meaningful? Perhaps you've learned how to explain the faith to family or friends in a more vibrant, convincing way. Something you heard here may have been just the thing you needed to look into joining or returning to the Catholic faith. All of these are serious reasons to be thankful, first and foremost, to God, but also to all who have financially made it possible for us to air the show each day. Believe me, our gratitude could not be deeper. And we're coming to you today during our quarterly membership drive, asking you to join the ranks of the great people whose gifts and sacrifices have helped to turn around countless lives over the years, and, very possibly, helped make an eternal difference for many of them. Think about that for a moment. That's what your prayers and donations to Catholic Answers Live are doing. What a tremendous opportunity is being presented to you right now. Please, don't let it pass you by. Call 888-291-8000 or visit CatholicAnswersRadio.com and let one of our fast, friendly customer service team members take your pledge. Large or small, it doesn't matter. What matters is that you call right now. Again, it's 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We're offering some great appreciation gifts that are sure to deepen your faith life even more. But what's best is you'll have the confidence that when you turn your radio on tomorrow or next week or 12 days from now, we'll be here, boldly and charitably presenting the truth to a world that's searching for precisely that. Your pledge is vital to keeping Catholic Answers Live on the air. Will you make the call today to 888-291-8000 or donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com? Thank you so much in advance. God bless you.
This is Dr. David Anders. Are your friends or family discouraging you from becoming Catholic?
We can help on Call to Communion tomorrow at 2 p.m. Eastern.
Now, back to Catholic Answers Live.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. I'm Cy Kellett, your host, and really feeling tremendously grateful. We make the call for your support, and the color red means so much during these pledge drives, because green means that someone's waiting on the phone, and red means that that person is talking on the phone with someone who has called to offer their support, whether it's moral support or prayerful support or financial support, I don't know, but it's support, and we need it all, and we are grateful for it all. So I just want to say thank you so much. We're halfway through this first hour of the last day of the pledge drive. Jimmy's been taking questions just like he always does, answering just like he always does, but in between those, we've been able to come to you and ask you for your support, and you've generously supported us. We've got a long way to go, but it's not by any stretch of the imagination close to over yet. So if you've been thinking about supporting Catholic Answers, I would just like to, you know, encourage you to maybe move that along to giving, because I feel very confident. And I can say this, and I think there are very few things about which I could say this, that the work that's done here at Catholic Answers is vital work. It's essential work that must be done. The teaching of Jesus Christ and the teaching of His church must be defended in the public sphere. It must be explained patiently, and with generosity, but with clarity, so that people can choose still. We live in an era that has, in many ways, neglected and forgotten reality, certainly neglects and forgets the reality of the presence of God and the love of God as made present to us in the person of Jesus Christ, a divine person come to live with us as a man and to offer us brotherhood and sisterhood so that we can be made sons and daughters of the living God. All of that needs to be told, and when you give, you are allowing that to happen. We have wonderful guests. We have wonderful people who work here. The apologists are great, and they all do a good job. They work hard, but more than anything, it's the what. It's what they say that it needs to be said. It needs to be said that God loves you and has a higher plan for you than the world tells you. So if you could call right now and give your support, we have a $15,000 dollar-for-dollar match, 888-291-8000. Lines are opening up. They got a bit full there for a while, and that's great, but they're opening up now, so a good time to call, 888-291-8000.
Si, we have seven lines that are open right now with people standing by waiting to take your call. Over the break, we had a number of people who called in and made donations. One of them was Chris from Fargo, North Dakota. He donated $20 a month. So over the course of 12 months or a year, that adds up to $240. And because we have that $15,000 match that we're still working on, that $240 becomes $480. So almost half of $1,000, almost $500 right there, just by a $20 a month donation. And that illustrates how you don't have to make a donation in a one-time fashion. Yesterday, for example, we talked about how if you donate $1,000, you get to be a member of a special giving society we have known as the President's Club, which entitles you to a number of benefits, including a copy of everything we publish in the next year. So all the books, all the DVDs, all the CDs, all the magazines, all the things. You get all the things if you're able to donate $1,000 or more a year. And you don't have to do that all at once. Just $80 a month will add up to more than $84 a month, I should say, will add up to more than $1,000. You'll be a member of the President's Club. You'll get all the things. And some people are taking a path like that. Marilyn from Danville, California, for example, is donating $100 a month. So over the course of a year, that becomes $1,200. And with the matching challenge we have right now, it becomes $2,400, which helps us get even closer to that $15,000 matching challenge we have this hour. So if you're not able to make a big donation all at once, think about what you could do on a monthly basis, because everything counts, whether it's a $20 donation or a $100 donation or whatever it may be, it all helps.
888-291 is that number to call, 888-291-8000. If you call that number, that is just the donor line. You will not get through, and they will not be able, there's no way for those folks to connect you to Marie's line where she screens calls. So let us go back to some of those calls. Let's do our day job right now. Blake in Rhode Island, watching on YouTube. You are next, Blake. Blake, your question for Jimmy Akin.
Hey, good things to you guys.
Thank you.
My question is, say somebody practices self-mortification, the fasting and the abstaining and such, and what happens when, like, say, they do a fast and it happens like a feast age comes up, or like they have a devotion to Mary for Saturdays and a feast day happens to come up on that Saturday? Should they keep with their fast or should they feast? You know, that's my question.
The church doesn't have a rule about this. The principle is that on a feast day, it's appropriate to feast. And that would mean if you ordinarily would be doing some kind of penance or self-discipline on that day, it can be reasonable to either not do that penance that day or to mitigate it, to modify it or, you know, lessen it somehow. And this is what would happen in monasteries historically. Historically, monks would eat one meal a day, and it would be a pretty sizable meal, because they didn't want to waste away to nothing. They wanted to maintain their weight, whatever it happened to be. But they'd only eat one meal a day as a form of self-discipline. That's something that I myself do. But on Sundays and on feast days, they would eat two meals a day. they wouldn't just eat, they wouldn't eat three meals, you know, which is, say, what normal people do. And they certainly wouldn't just snack all day, which is what modern people do. But they would at least partially mitigate the self-discipline in order to celebrate those days, to celebrate the fact that Sunday is the day of the Lord's resurrection, or to celebrate some other feast day. And so that's certainly a legitimate option to say, well, even if I normally am doing a form of self-discipline or penance on a given day, if it's a feast day or a Sunday or something like that, I'll go easier on myself. Maybe I won't remove it entirely, the penance, or maybe I will, because it's totally fine to say, hey, I'm just going to really enjoy this feast day. I'm not going to do this form of self-discipline. I'm going to stay within the moral law, but I'm not going to go beyond that and imposing other forms of self-discipline. I'm really going to enjoy this day. That's perfectly legitimate. It's also not forbidden to say, no, I'm going to keep my usual practice. So I'm going to still just, if it's one meal a day, for example, say, I'm just going to eat this one meal today, even though it's a feast day. That's not prohibited, but it is a little bit in conflict with the spirit of the day, which is celebration of something God has done for us.
Thank you so much for that question. Appreciate that, Blake. About half our lines open now on this last day of our pledge drive. We still have a $15,000 dollar-for-dollar match to use up. I haven't for a few moments done this, so I want to again remind you what the gifts are for those who are able to make a recurring pledge. The first good thing is if you make that recurring pledge of, say, $20 a month, maybe you could do $45 a month, and I'll tell you why I pick those two numbers in a second, then it's all going to get matched dollar for dollar up to $15,000. And that means a great deal to us. But at the $20 level, we have from the Augustine Institute, our friends over at the Augustine Institute do a lot of really, really fine work. And they've done it again, putting out the Augustine Bible, a physically very beautiful Bible. It's the English Standard Version, the Catholic edition of the Bible. We can send you that for your home. If you are able to make that $20 a month pledge right now at 888-291-8000, and I will encourage you to do that in a particular way, because that recurring pledge really helps the apostolate as far as planning and maintaining our books throughout the course of the year, even in those months where otherwise things are lean. So we really do rely on that, and we really, if you could do that $20 a month, if that's not onerous for you, it means a great deal to us. 888-291-8000. I mentioned $45 because at the $45 a month per level, if you can do that, we'll send you the Augustine Bible. But we'll also be able to send you the full collection of 38 20 Answers books from Catholic Answers, 20 Answers the Papacy, 20 Answers Protestantism, 20 Answers Bioethics, 20 Answers New Age, 20 Answers, you name it. If it's in the top 38 topics for Catholics to consider, it's in there, and we'll send you that. So 888-291-8000, the number, or you can go safe and secure online right now at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Remember, even if you're making a $5 pledge right now, one-time $5 pledge, it's doubled. And so this is the time to do it, 888-291-8000.
Syke Hellett, one thing that you mentioned is, or one thing we've talked about is the fact that, you know, we have not that many people who are listening who support us on a per station basis.
Yes.
But some of the people who are supporting us are actually non-Catholics. We have non-Catholic members of the radio club, and even though they're not Catholic, they see the value in the work we're doing, and they're willing to put their money where their mouth is. And they've said, yeah, I see the value in this. I'm willing to support it. And think about that. If you're a Catholic, you're letting non-Catholic brothers and sisters support something that maybe you're not supporting. Maybe that should be an example to you. Maybe you should say, hey, if they see the value in this and are willing to support it, even though they're not Catholic, maybe I should support it too, in whatever way you're able, whether that's a larger amount, a smaller amount, whatever it may be. If you're a Catholic, you want to do the right thing. You want to support the preaching of God's word and help spread the Catholic faith. The number to call to do that is 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000. You know, I happened to catch part of the show yesterday, and I saw Tim Staples saying, come on, you know you want to. Now's the time. Pick up the phone. Start putting in the number. Here's the number. And walk you through it step by step. And that's not quite my style, but, you know, Tim really got the point across. And I want to get the point across, too. We do need to hear from you. 888-291-8000. If you want, I will talk you through the process one step at a time. Pick up your phone, swipe up, get the phone active, let it look at your face if you need to. Bring up the number pad, 888-291-8000. That's 888-291-8000, and then press dial. And in just mere moments, through the magic of technology, you'll be talking to one of the six people that we have standing by with an open line just waiting to take your call. You can also go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com online and donate safely and securely. That's CatholicAnswersRadio.com. And I see at least two people have just followed the instructions I gave, because now we have four employees. It says agents idle on the computer interface, but we have four employees who are standing by waiting to take your call. So they're anxious to hear from you and take your donation.
All right, we'll take a 60-second break while you make that phone call, or you can do it safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We'll be right back to take more questions on this open line, open forum, which I changed the show. I said another EWTN show. I'm in trouble. Open forum with Jimmy Akin on Catholic Answers Live right after this.
Catholic Answers. Our success depends on you.
Do you want to end abortion? Halt the attack on traditional marriage, and ensure religious freedom for ourselves and for our grandchildren? To do this, we must convert the culture. St. Paul Street Evangelization is a grassroots initiative that recognizes this need and takes it to the streets. If you're interested in peacefully sharing the gospel in your area, visit streetevangelization.com to learn more.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. Jimmy Akin, our guest. And it's open forum. You can ask any question you want. It's also we're now in the last hour and a quarter. An hour and a quarter left in our our quarterly pledge drive. So just so you know, that's where we are. Let's go to Eric in Massachusetts listening on the Catholic Answers Live app. Eric, thanks for downloading the app onto your phone. As you could probably guess, Eric, our donors who give the money for this program, they're the ones who paid for that app. And thousands of people around the world listen on that app. So thanks for letting me have a chance to say that while people are considering their donation. Go ahead, Eric, with your question.
Well, while I was on hold, I made a donation at CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
Nice.
Awesome. Thank you.
We might let you have two questions then.
So, thank you for taking my call. My question is, why in religious art so often are Jesus and the saints portrayed with bare feet? Does it strictly have to do with Moses and the burning bush incident, or what's the rationale behind that?
Well, I was just going to cite Moses in the burning bush, but first I was going to say, no, speaking as an artist, it's because sandals are so hard to paint.
Yeah.
And actually, there's a little bit of truth to that. It is harder to paint sandals than it is to paint bare feet. But the fundamental reason, I think, is the one you've cited. It's because when Moses saw God in the burning bush, he was told, take the sandals from off thy feet, for the ground on which you stand is holy. And so this was a custom that was apparently something that they did in the ancient Near East when they encountered holy ground, was to take the shoes off their feet and appear via their feet with nothing more than God gave them. And that was a way of signaling holiness. Also, that's really how we often display our reaction to holiness. It's by doing something different than we normally do. So that difference in our behavior signifies, I recognize I'm in a different situation. And that can be a number of, that difference can go a number of different ways. But in the case of standing on holy ground, one, normally wears shoes. And so to do something different, you would take off those shoes. So it's easy to see how that custom would arise. Also, I think there's another reason why Jesus and the apostles are often depicted with bare feet, and that's because they were poor. They were not wealthy men, and oftentimes poor people don't have good shoes. Certainly historically, there have been situations where, you know, a rich person might be able to afford shoes, but a poor person might not. And so poor people have, on average, had more of a tendency to go barefoot than rich people. And since Jesus was from the lower classes, as were most of the apostles, it would be natural to help depict that fact, depict the fact that they were materially poor, even though they were spiritually rich, to depict their material poverty by showing them without shoes.
That's actually kind of fascinating. I'm really glad you asked that question, Eric. And I want to say thank you again for your donation while waiting online. We're going to go a lot slower in answering people's questions now if it makes them donate while they're waiting. So thanks very much, Eric. Thanks for your support.
Thank you for enlightening me.
Well, God bless you, brother. What a nice, that's very, very nice.
Yeah.
About half the line's open now, 888-291-8000. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to update you as Jimmy said at the beginning, we've got a $200,000 goal. $200,000 is less than you pay for a 30-second commercial on primetime TV, and it funds everything we do here as far as media. So you're getting bang for the buck here, $200,000. And if we can reach that $200,000 goal today, we're fully funded for the next 3 months. So that's 3 months of radio, 3 months of podcast, 3 months of video, 3 months of all kinds of media, including all the ways that we cooperate with the publishing arm here at Catholic Answers, all the ways we, as I said, cooperate with the video department. So you're funding a lot and for that $200,000 for whatever portion of it you are able to cover. But let me take a look right now and see where we are. I'll tell you how close we are with an hour and 12 minutes to go, how close we are to that $200,000 goal. We are we're 59,000 away. 59,000. I think we could do that. I think we could hit 59,000 and be fully funded for the next 3 months. I feel very excited about that. I hope you'll go and make your pledge. I hope it excites you to think of all that will be done with that money. To share the good news of Jesus Christ and his church over the next 3 months. I think the money is well spent. I'll say it again and again. I am not ashamed to ask for this money because I know we do everything we can in an economical way to get everybody in the world to hear the message of God's love in Jesus Christ and in the Catholic Church. 888-291-8000 is where you can go to give.
And we have 7 lines that are open for you right now. Actually, 8. Someone just made their donation, and so that freed up another line for you. The number to call is 888-291-8000, and you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
And while you're doing that, and I trust that you will, folks have been so generous with us, and we remain very, very grateful. I'm going to make Jimmy keep doing his job. I'm going to make him keep doing his work. Mark in Katy, Texas. Is that where you're from, Nick? Katy, Texas? Yep, where Nick is from. Listening on the Catholic Answers Live app, paid for by the donors of Catholic Answers. Mark, thanks so much for your call. Your question for Jimmy.
Yes, hello. So I was baptized as an Anglican, and it was invalid the way the Anglican minister administered my baptism.
Oh.
And I am the only Catholic in my family. So my parental unit does not want me to become baptized in the Catholic Church, but I understand that it is necessary for me to be baptized.
Mm-hmm.
So what should I do if they're blocking me, preventing me from receiving that?
Okay. So Mark, are you presently living with the parental unit?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that obviously makes the situation somewhat more difficult. I would say, now, let me also clarify, is the objection to you becoming Catholic, or is the objection to you being baptized in order to become a Catholic?
Both.
Both. Okay. And are you above or below the age of 18 right now?
I'm 17.
17. Okay. Well, I would say that, you know, even though you've recognized the truth of the Catholic faith and you need to become a Catholic, there is some flexibility regarding the timing of that. And if it's going to cause major problems in the family, you could wait until, say, you're 18 and go ahead and be baptized. Whenever it happens, though, and it is God's will, so it does need to happen, but whenever it happens, I would explain to the parental unit, you know, I love you, you're my parent, and the fact I love you and I honor you is not going to change. I thank you for already having given me the faith background that I have, and I view this as going on to complete that, to build on the work that you've already done in giving me a faith background. This is something I feel I have to do in conscience, both becoming Catholic and being baptized as a Catholic. And I know you would want me to do what my conscience tells me I need to do. You wouldn't want me to violate my conscience. You wouldn't want me to, you know, to not live up to what my conscience demands of me. And so even though I understand you disagree, I want to assure you that I love you and I respect you. This is not going to change that. And I hope that you will still love and respect me as I go forward with what my conscience requires of me.
Okay.
Okay. All right, Mark. Thanks very much. Appreciate that call from Katy, Texas.
And we'll ask the listeners to keep Mark and everybody in similar situations in their prayers, because this can be a difficult situation. I'm a convert myself. I know what this is like. But God is good, and he gives us the grace in order to find him, even if, you know, there are a few things we have to navigate. And God will sort this situation out in his time, and it will be okay. So please, folks, keep that in prayer. Once again, Cy, it's another illustration of how God uses Catholic Answers Live to help people at, you know, crucial moments in their lives, like when they're becoming Catholic, when they're dealing with a tough situation in their family. It's something that we're very blessed to be able to be of assistance with. We're serving as God's instruments in that, and you are the ones who make that possible. None of that would happen without your generosity. Please do give us a call, 888-291-8000. We've got four lines open for you right now, 888-291-8000. What a moving story.
Indeed, but a joyful one. A young person, 17 years old, knowing that baptism is necessary for salvation and wanting that salvation. So much hope in the young. I know that there's also so much reason why, especially if you watch the news, you could sometimes feel despair, but there's no reason to despair. People, so many good people are open to the truth if only it will be presented to them. And if we can give a little bit of help, a little, as Carlo says, a little help overcoming obstacles to God, the gospel, and the church. The number to call to support, and this is the perfect time to do it. As Jimmy likes to say, look, we're going to take a couple minutes break. You won't miss anything if you call right now, 888-291-8000. We've got about $65,000, maybe a little more than $65,000 to go to be fully funded, and we've got an hour to do it. And I'm actually feeling really hopeful about that. I'm feeling very grateful. It's hard not to feel grateful when you sit here and see the calls come in. It means so much. It does make us feel here like we're, the work is valued, and that we're part of a large community of people who all want the same thing, for people to come to the love and closeness of God presented to us in Jesus Christ. So dial that phone now, 888-291-8000, or even better, actually, leave a line open for somebody and do it on the internet if you can, CatholicAnswersRadio.com, CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We're going to continue with another hour of Open Forum. If you have an Open Forum question, I'll be giving out that number when we come back. Right at the beginning, I'll give out the number so that you'll have it and you can call and ask your question. If you're on the line, stay on the line. We don't want you to go anywhere. We want to answer your question. And if you're ready, it's 1 hour left. Okay, we're down to the wire. I think it's time now to pick up the phone and call and make your pledge. 888-291-8000. Right back with more Open Forum with Jimmy Akin on Catholic Answers Live.